Pickwick, who moves in the highest ecclesiastical circles. Pickwick, the supporter of invalid orphans. The blushing author of the Tittlebath Theory. The noted antiquarian and traveller. The guardian of his three young friends in a dangerous world. I ask you, gentlemen, is such a man like to trifle with the sex he so admires and respects? I say no!
And I says yes.
You'd say anything you would.
Gentlemen, we have to ask why my learned friend, Mr. Buzzfuzz, has so outrageously perverted the meaning of the innocent conversation which took place at Goswell Street. It grieves me to tell you that we need to look no further than greed. Naked and shameless greed.
Disgraceful! Withdraw!
I shall not withdraw! Consider, Mr. Pickwick is a wealthy bachelor. The plaintiff is an impecunious widow with a small child.
Disgraceful!
Who, we wonder, would profit most from such an unlikely union?
I think Snubbin may have clawed back some ground.
What happens now?
Mr. Staley will sum up. He'll make a show of consulting his papers, but he never writes anything down.
Bless me, can't read a word of him. Never mind. Gentlemen of the jury, your duty's quite simple. If you believe a breach of promise has been committed, you find for the plaintiff with such damages as you think proper. If you believe no such promise was given, you find for the defendant with no damages at all. Personally, I will only say that Mrs. Bardell is a remarkably handsome woman. You may retire.
Not necessary, my lord. We are already agreed.
Already?
Well, you see, sir, it's 10 to 5 and I dine at 5.
Excellent fellow. Let's have it then.
We find for the plaintiff, my lord.
What damages?
£750.
Quite right, too. Pickwick guilty, court dismissed.
I told you we could have compromised for less.
And this is justice. When can they arrest me?
You must pay within a fortnight, but surely, sir.
What a bad speech, Snubbin. You halved the costs.
Capital use of witnesses, Buzzfuzz. Glass of Madeira in my chambers?
Yeah.
Dear me, Pecker, when will you learn?
Prosecute and make a living, sir.
Obliged to speak to Dodson and Fogg, sir.
Gentlemen, I may as well tell you that I refuse to be party to corruption and that I have no intention of paying your costs.
He'll think better of that in the Fleet, Mr. Dodson.
Many gentlemen have, Mr. Fogg.
You may try and try again, Messrs. Dodson and Fogg, but not one farthing do you ever get from me if I spend the rest of my existence in debtor's prison.